Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 336, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 43, Journey's End, part 1.
It aired December 16th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by the pinch hitter, the cleaner, Ryuta Tasaki.
Oh, good. I'm glad they got Judd Lynn away from that director's
chair.
Yeah,
boy. Well, he did last episode, which was very good.
That's true.
But he did the one before that, which was very bad.
He's got a no middle sliders philosophy, Judd Lynn.
Yep. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, and we talk about it. And you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. If you want to just watch the last three episodes of Lost Galaxy, then, like, cool. Do it. It's all there for you, I guess. I was going to say something else. I was going to make a joke about how, like, you're going to want to catch the finale to be caught up for next year, but that doesn't matter.
No, we're way past that now.
Yeah, so we're going to go watch Journey's End Part 1 right now.
Go Galactic! Power Rangers!
And we're back, and we just watched Journey's End, Part 1, and Josh, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Where these Power Rangers been for the last seven episodes? They showed up last episode, to be fair.
They were in the Lost Galaxy.
Well, apparently Lost Galaxy makes you a wicked bummer, and then being out of it for even a second turns you back into real cool Power Rangers.
Yeah, that's what the Lost Galaxy is. It's like the reverse of the real galaxy.
I hate the Lost Galaxy.
So when you're a Power Ranger in the Lost Galaxy, you suck. But then when you come back, you're fine.
Well, I'm glad they're out because this episode was pretty good.
Yeah.
MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife. I did register the website domain Podbay today.
Did you?
So that exists. I might try to figure out how to make that work, or I will get in contact with the Podknife guys and be like, hey, I've got a splinter site that I don't know how to run.
It's a very stupid idea. You can only rate one podcast as your favorite, and that's the whole thing. That's all you do there.
That's it. You put all the podcasts on there, and you only get one. You get one pod bay, and you have to decide. It's a great idea, and I don't know how to make websites, but I own it now.
I don't know how to make that kind of website. I can't write script. So,
well, if anyone knows how, get at us, because I think this idea has legs. Anyway, if you want to go to any of those other websites that do exist and give us a rating review, that'd be awesome. Also, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including the Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, which at least Ryan really loved. Hopefully other people like them. I enjoy doing them.
They're fun. That show is just so garbage that it's impossible to not have fun while talking about it.
Yeah, it's just, it's too bad to hate is the problem with that show. So again, because this is the last week of Lost Galaxy, so we're going to be catching up on those in March. So those should be at least three more episodes coming within the next 2 months. I don't know what my editing schedule is going to look like, but soon they will all be up. This is a Monday episode.
Yeah.
I checked reviews yesterday just on my own time. We didn't have any new ones, so I doubt we got one overnight. We don't have any emails. Got a cool motorcycle. Not a lot else. Oh, there's one thing that I want to talk about. Have you seen the Lupin Ranger versus Patch Ranger morph sequence?
No. Patch Ranger?
Pat Ranger.
Okay.
It's short for patrol.
Okay.
And Lupin is short for Lupin.
It's like a wolf, right?
Well, so Arsene Lupin is a like public domain character. It's Arsene Lupin, Gentleman Thief. And so the Lupin Rangers are all thieves.
Oh,
and
okay.
And the Patch Rangers are all cops, and they hate each other, and they have to work together.
Oh, my God. We're going to botch this season so bad.
Can I tell you? This is what Hexagon was going to be, kind of.
Yeah.
Because Ninja Storm did have the two Sentai, like the two groups. They had like the dark blue Beetles and then the regular Ninja Storm
right.
ones. Or, well, I guess one was like Crimson.
This is another one with like 12 Rangers in it, right?
No, there's only six far. Yeah, there's two teams of three.
Okay, I thought I saw a picture that was just like, here's a whole lineup of Power Rangers. That might have been. This is the Zodiac one, right?
No. This is the one after the Zodiac one.
Oh, okay, then I have not seen anything. I thought we were talking about the Zodiac one.
No, the Zodiac one, I don't know if it ever aired. I don't know if it exists because I never heard anything about it. And then all of a sudden, everyone's talking about Lupin Ranger versus Patron Ranger.
Okay, I am a Sentai behind then.
Yeah, so either way, it looks really cool. But you can see there's like a YouTube video floating around of the transformations, and they look pretty awesome. They have like guns that you type codes into and then shoot the air, and that comes. It's kind of like Dino Charge, but like they're cops and robbers. But I'm actually probably going to try to check this one out because it looks pretty good.
That's a pretty cool premise.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about that, actually.
So that's out. I don't think there's any other news. Mullet Kid's on a cover coming up of the Shattered Grid, so good thing Mullet Kid got a reappearance.
There was also like a trailer or something for that JDF voiced over as Draken.
I say Draken, but I don't know.
I think he said, "I'm Lord Draken." Okay. It's like dragon with a K.
Oh, that actually makes sense. I have to check that out. I did see it, but I did not. Yeah. I didn't watch it.
I watched it. I mean, it's just Tommy.
I mean, here's the thing. Okay, we give Tommy a lot of crap. We give JDF more crap.
Yes,
we give Tommy a lot of crap because of JDF. I still like Tommy the Power Ranger.
I do like Tommy, but I'm saying JDF has one note that he can hit, and he hits it in that voiceover.
Well, that's good. He's good at it. Yeah. He's had a lot of practice at that one note. They're not all wonderful actors. Not everybody is Aaron Cahill or blanking on Amy Jo Johnson's name. There it is. I was like, just don't say Kimberly, you idiot. So anyway, you want to jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I wasn't ready. My notes are down. We start off with Trakina seeing the Terra Venture. I assume this is a moment after destroying Captain Mutiny and his whole business, just destroying him root and branch.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're going to regret ever leaving the Lost Galaxy. And then Deviant steps in. Punk ass buster comes in all like, oh, thank you, Trakina. Oh, you rescued me. I was horrible. I was a slave in camp. Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah. You're a traitor and you're dead. And then she six Villamax on him, who kicks his ass.
Oh, yeah. Just like slice him right off the chest.
Gives him one good slice up a chest, and then it like knocks him down, but far enough away that he can like get up and like scramble away. And what I really love about this is that Villamax hates Deviant so much, and you can see that through the suit.
Yeah.
It's real good.
He was just waiting for that get him.
Yeah, she's like, kill him or destroy him before I get a headache. It's a nice little Rita callback. I liked. There's a couple like callbacks that are like real subtle in this episode that I kind of liked. That's the big one. So Deviant gets away, and then he runs into the room that they're storing the cocoon in, the cocoon room, and it's just like there, still chained up, I guess, to keep it safe,
fresh.
I don't know. Yeah. So he shoots the chains, they fall down. He starts walking towards. He's like, "Oh, I'm gonna get in this cocoon. I will become the next stage of evolution, and I'm gonna give you way more than a headache." And then we go to the theme song, and when we come back, Deviant is still like, he's like reaching towards it and about there. And then he gets grabbed on the shoulder and spun around and punched in the gut real hard by Villamax.
Oh, God. It's such a brutal punch.
There is such a hit. Like, they're like a lot of times when they hit, there's like a, it whiffs. Obviously, they paintbrush them because you don't want to punch someone. This time they were like, just punch me.
Right.
I got some padding there. Just punch my stomach as hard as you can.
Yeah. He decks him in the stomach and then turns him away from the cocoon. So, and, like, if he knocks him back, he won't fall into it.
Yeah.
And then lights him up some more.
Yeah, it's, like, awesome.
He's not trying to kill him right now. He's beating his ass.
He's, like, yeah, he's working out some frustration that he's had on Deviant. Trakina's walking up this whole time, like, smiling and, like, giggling to herself at how awesome it is that Deviant's finally getting his. And so was I.
Yeah.
But then he has him down. He's got Deviant on the ground. And he's like, any last words, or like, say your last words, you traitor, or whatever, and has a sword up, and he gets like knocked off, and Trakina's like, finish him, but then he gets knocked off, and like scrambles up and grabs Trakina, and then...
Yeah, there's a whole like cartoon dust cloud fight that it's very hard to follow, but somehow they all get like tangled up, And then Villamax gets either thrown out of it or bumped out of the way.
He gets like disengaged from, and then Deviant grabs Drakina and then starts rushing towards the cocoon and bumps Deviant on the way over. But okay. It all happens so fast, it doesn't really read like anything happened. So for a second, it looks like Villamax also gets taken into the cocoon because he just like jumps right in.
Yeah, I thought the three of them went in, but like then it cuts to Villamax outside of it.
Yeah.
So he must have just got...
He just bumped aside.
Yeah.
And then we get this shot of them, like their faces flashing back and forth and, like, this weird, like, merging, like, the fly kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is ironic, because I think Drakina's a fly. I'm not sure. What is Drakina a play on? I've been trying to figure it out for 40 episodes.
Have you Googled it?
No.
Let me do that.
Okay. Because it might just be, like... a gross name, you know?
Yeah, it sounds buggish.
It sounds buggy. So then she gets spit back out, and she's laying on the ground, and she like coughs or makes a noise or something, and there's like a little bit of tin in it. Villamax is like, Drakina, are you all right? And she like whips her head over, and she's like wicked evil now. She's like half, like not half robot, but like got some robot parts. She's got Deviant's metal voice and his hand blaster. And, like, she's metallic in some parts.
Like, kind of has his dreads.
A little bit, yeah. And
she has, like, long leg hair.
Her head tendrils are way long now. And also, she's got, like, wicked severe makeup on.
On the Ranger Wiki, I haven't gotten to why she's named this yet, but under hobby, it says causing trouble for the Power Ranger.
Okay. Well, I guess... if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah, I'm not seeing... I don't know why that's her name.
Hmm.
It doesn't really say. I thought it would be under the trivia, but it isn't.
If anybody knows, or if anybody has any insight as to why Drakina is her name, let us know. Because, again, it's probably just, like, a buggy-sounding name, and that's good enough. So he's like, are you okay? And she's like, oh, I'm okay, but Deviant's gone. It's like, okay.
I'll take your word for it right now, but I don't completely believe you.
I don't super trust it, because she is a little crazy now.
And isn't that exactly what Deviant would say?
Exactly, because he's a traitor. He's a trickster and a punk.
And look, this is like the fourth time I've thought we've seen the last of Deviant. You're not going to trick me again.
Yeah, you will not trick me
until you blow up. I don't believe you're dead.
Well, he did blow up.
He did blow up. I can't even believe it if you blow up.
He blew up, and then he was like, just kidding. I'm still grilled cheese. Let me drink your robot juice out of you to turn back into regular, I guess. I don't know. So we cut back to to Command, and Commander is talking to the Illuminati. There's like 9 of them now, and he's basically saying like, all right, we got 1 engine left. It's at 10%. We're going nowhere slowly. And they're like, okay, well, what are we going to do then? What, can we just fix them? He's like, no, they are destroyed beyond repair. We cannot fix the engines. We're basically boned. They're like, okay, so we're just going to die in space. And he's like, no, here's the second part of my PowerPoint presentation. And he points at the screens, and they pop up this big green swirly planet with what looks like a tumor, but it's a moon.
Very close. Like, casting a shadow on the surface of the planet is this moon.
And the way, because it's like, there's like 9 screens, and so it's like divided up into 9 parts. And like, the dividing lines like cover up the place that would make you easily be able to tell that this is a moon and not like a bump on the planet. So I just thought that this planet had a tumor for a
That's
minute.
That's what it looked like.
It's a moon, don't worry. He's like, we've sent some probes down, or we've done some, like, aerial sweeps, like, we've looked down at the planet.
We get a lovely vacation video package for this new planet.
100% stock footage of, like, a nice island that you should come to. And they're like, yeah, oxygen's great, because I guess we can see that from an aerial cam. We can see the oxygen, sure.
Maybe the probes had, like, a meter.
I hope so. But he's like, yeah, gravity's normal. Again, I guess you can see how good the gravity is down there. He's like, this is basically Earth. Like, it's got all the signs of sustained life. Carbon-based planet, blah, 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 blah. Science terms, you know. And they're like, wow, it's beautiful. This is great. And then Illuminati 1 is like, well, congratulations, Commander. You did it. You succeeded on the mission. So the mission, I guess, was fly until you break down and land, hopefully.
I don't get the mission, which is find a new world to inhabit.
Yes.
That's fine. I mean, that I understand. That is something. We're running out of room here, so I get it.
Right.
But
there's closer planets.
There's closer planets. And
this didn't seem like it was the plan.
And like, you're starting a whole new civilization now without any contact to the other one. Because you're too far away.
Yeah, like when you were like literally five episodes in, you're like, we can only message them and it's going to take 9 hours to get back. And like, now you're 50 million light years away.
So I get that the mission is find a new world. I guess I just don't understand why.
I don't know. I know they said like, we're going to find a new world in the beginning.
Yeah, and all of Earth's best and brightest are going and all the dummies are back here on regular Earth. Somehow Bulk got on.
Yeah, Bulk got on. Leo stowed away. Also, that's another thing is they're like, hey, everybody, we finally made it. And I was like, there are like at least two new people. Like, three, because there's Leo, there's Maya, and there's Carone now. And like, especially Carone, who showed up like 5 weeks ago.
And possibly Damon.
And Damon. Well, Damon was there from the beginning, but he got a job right away, so they're cool with him. But like, Carone just showed up, and they're like, okay. This is fine. Totally normal. I guess you just were hiding for a while.
Another stowaway, huh? Well, I guess this is the easiest spaceship to break onto.
I guess. So then we cut to the square, the like main area. I don't want to call it a park, but like a pavilion sort of deal. And they get in, the Rangers, except for Kai, because Kai is presumably in command. They're all running up like, what's going on? And like, there's a big pillar with a screen on it. And it's Commander basically saying, we found a new planet. We're going to colonize it. It's going to be great. And we get shots of like people cheering and like a girl crying because she's so happy. And like a guy like lifts his kid. And he's like, we're home. Woo.
I mean, you left home.
Yeah, this is a new home. But you're not just getting to home. Then we cut back to Command. This is later. I don't want to say it's nighttime, but it's nighttime. There's not really time on the... We will actually get some shots of, like, the dome sky, which is, like, a projection, like, going down, which is, like, good that we finally get this, but, like, they could have showed that earlier.
This whole season, we've been asking why Terra Venture this whole time.
Yeah.
It's literally just for this final three-parter, I think.
Pretty much, yeah. Commander, like, someone hands him a paper, he's like, thank you, and he sees Mike, like, staring at the planet, and he goes up to Mike, he's like, hey, you could, you know, like... go get some sleep. Planet's not going anywhere. And Mike's like, no, I don't want to miss a second of this.
What are you missing? What are you...
Yeah, you know, because they're not landing until tomorrow.
Okay, so they sent a couple probes down. They did a swoop. There's forest. There's water. There's oxygen and gravity. That's all fine. There's no confirmation of any life outside of plants.
Nope.
There's nothing on this planet except for what is in your spaceship.
Yep.
And the... like, resources of the planet itself.
Right.
It's just, I don't think you have enough to succeed. I don't think you can make it.
I mean, I think they can, depending on how much they can use from Terra Venture and how much, like, Terra Venture, because you have to assume that Terra Venture is equipped to colonize a new planet.
I guess that's true.
But also, so what do you they do, brought you, a mountain.
They brought a mountain and a industrial like
a, and a
dome.
Yeah, and a bike trail. Like,
so they're just gonna like where that huge like pylon where the engines are that just burrows into the core of the planet, and now there is a city, and there's a mountain, and there's a lake, and there's a park, and there's an industrial waste zone.
Yeah, that's literally what I thought was gonna happen. So Mike is he's like, no, I don't want to miss this. We cut back to all the Power Rangers. And they are...
I want to get one good look at this planet before we go down there and ruin it.
Yeah. Oh, man. So the Power Rangers are like, oh, man, can you... like, there's no people down there. There's no cars or pollution. And it's like, and we're going to ruin that.
We're going to bring these little smart carts down and pollute it up.
I have to assume the smart carts are electric.
They seem like they are. There's not, like, an exhaust on them that I've been able to tell.
Yeah. Carone's wicked excited. She's like, can't wait. I want to see every bit of this new planet. Like, this is awesome. And Maya's like, all the beaches are like, there's no footprints on them. Like, that's going to be us. And
that's kind of insane.
Yeah. And then she's like, I just wish Kendrick was here. It's like, I get that you miss your friend, but you're being a bummer. Like, just let him have the moment, Maya. And then there's like a sunrise. They haven't seen like a proper sunrise
They're going to land there and it's going to be Miranoi.
That's what I thought, but they showed some shots and it wasn't all gray. So unless it stopped in an area, I don't know.
Because that whole planet did turn to graphite.
Yeah, they put on like a early Photoshop filter on it.
Yeah.
So the sun comes over the back of the planet and they start looking at it. They're like, wow, it's beautiful at the sunrise. And Leo just stares at the sun for like a minute. I was like, you idiot. You're going to go blind before you even get down to the planet. Stop that.
The sunrise shakes Kai loose and he's like, oh man, I got to get to my shift. And he starts to like run because he's running late.
Yeah.
And Leo stops him and he's like, why?
Why do you, what does it matter?
Who cares? That's just a job. Those don't matter to anybody.
And he's like, if I don't go, we're not going to land on that planet. And they're like, oh, we'll go then. But yeah, Leo's just like, who cares? Like, what's it matter?
So what if you're not on time?
I think his reasoning was that, like, we're about to be on a new planet. Like, no jobs down there.
No cars, no jobs.
No cars, no jobs. The best place. We're Power Rangers. We're going to rule it. We're going to take over immediately.
Leo, I got bad news for you, buddy. You're bringing jobs to that planet.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, it's good. They keep calling it, like, the new world. Like, you know, how pilgrims came over to the new world.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of pretty bummer stuff that happened right after that. I genuinely hope that there's nobody down there for them to ruin.
Oh boy, I sure hope not.
But we'll see. That seems like another thing Power Rangers does not want to address. They start landing. They like begin like the landing sequence. And then they're all like, oh, what was that? And then we cut to the like main dome. And the sky goes down to reveal what is outside, which is the Blade ship. And they're like, oh, I thought we lost her. What? How? How would you have lost? You haven't seen her since you went to the Lost Galaxy. So, like, maybe that's what they're thinking. But, like, did nobody see right behind them
literally
earlier?
Right behind you. There was a giant explosion.
Yeah. Like, today? I guess yesterday to them. Drakeen is there. She starts shooting the crap out of Terra Venture. She's, like, blowing up one of the domes. And they're like, everyone panic. And then Leo has a plan. So there's a bunch of Starship Troopers loading explosives. They're like, we got all the explosives out. Put them in Sector 7 for safekeeping or whatever. And Leo's like, okay, I got a plan. Damon, follow my lead. So he Dukes of Hazzards his way into a car.
He like front flips over the hood and then slingshots himself through the back window.
It's slick.
It is.
And then he grabs a box of explosives, tosses it to Damon, jumps out the car, and they run away. So they just stole a bomb. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's what we're working with these Power Rangers right now. But I understand where they're going with it. It's just kind of a weird,
I didn't at first, because he takes the bomb, and I'm like, you guys are Power Rangers. Why do you need bombs?
I thought it was going to be sort of an Alamo situation, and it kind of was, but, like, it's weird that the the head Power Ranger immediately went to, we're going to need a bomb.
We have to steal it.
We can't ask them. I can't turn into a Power Ranger and be like, give me that bomb. I need it for Power Ranger business. So then we cut to...
Just for the pride.
So then we cut to a lot of special effect shots. This is why three of the last four episodes were blank and dookie, because they saved all their money for this one. Drakeen is out there like banging Yuis in space and like doing a lot of shooting. There's like big explosions, a lot of stuff going on. So she turns around to like ram it, I think. And there's just like we're in her, like, the cockpit, like, the main area of the Blade ship, and there's just, like, a zoom in on Damon in one of the hallways between domes, like,
hey, this way over here.
Over here, it's me.
I'm open.
And she's like, okay, get that Green Ranger. Just chomp him up with this Blade ship. So they start flying at him, and they start, like, using the actual pincers on the Blade ship to, like, crunch the hallway, and Damon's like, why am I always the bait?
I think the onomatopoeia you're looking for is grunch.
Nope. I don't think so. I don't think I ever want grunch to or grunch to ever come back ever. They start like chewing up the hallway, like just constantly trying to bite at it as Damon's running away. At one point, like, it gets ahead of him and he has to like front flip over it, which is pretty neat. And then Leo has a bomb. And he's like, activates it, and he's like, all right, a little closer, Damon's like, what are you waiting for? Get the bomb. What are you doing? And he's like, hold on. Then there's this one really weird shot of Damon running towards the camera, but it's reflected in the eyes of Leo's helmet.
It's super weird. I see what they're going for again, but it's just like, it's just an empty helmet. There's nothing attached to it.
It has to be. Like, they try to hide it, but, like, you can tell the way the shot is set up.
It's
like
so static.
Well, it's a special effect shot. Like, you can tell that what is over the lens is not reflected in it. Like, it's, like,
right.
put there. And in 1999, you had to lock the camera down. You couldn't really track special effect shots very well unless it was, like, a lot of special effects going on, like, unless it's like a green screen deal. So, like, if you wanted a shot like this, you just lock the camera down and you can't have a person in there moving a little bit while they breathe. So I get it, but it looks wicked fake.
It looks super weird.
So he jumps in, Leo reaches around the, like, little doorway kind of thing, and, like, I guess it's a magnet, and it magnetizes the bomb to the pincer, and then it, like, backs up. And, like, rears back, and then it blows up, and they're basically still in the hallway. Like, they're like, we gotta get out of here. But they don't, they get like 5 feet away, and it explodes. So it's like, all right, I hope that did something for you, other than just blow up one of the domes, pretty much.
It knocks Trakina back a second.
Did it even knock the pincer off, though? I don't think it did.
Because the pincer's like blows up, and we see the blade ship kind of fall into space.
You know how it does.
That would work. Maybe the explosion propelled it down. Sure.
Who knows? We come back to the command area, and they're losing power wicked fast, and they're going to land on a moon. The moon is right there, and they're about to crash into it, and then they crash into the moon. And there's, again, a lot of special effects going on. Like,
yeah.
The shot of this, like, they must have had a miniature, because it, like, the bottom of the thruster engine area, like, hits the moon and, like, slides, and it hits this, like, mountain sort of thing, and just the top part, like, pops off.
Yep.
And, like, is just a UFO skidding down a moon now.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy that now they're the Rita.
Right? And also, what a bummer.
Yeah, like, super bummer, because there's, like, that planet right there, but you got to the moon.
Yep, you were real close, and you could get down there, right? Because you could just,
the Power Rangers could ship people on the mega ship.
Just, like, keep loading them down there, but, like, then you have to look up at the moon every day and be like, oh, all of our good stuff is up there. It's going to take a real long time to get that down, unless the Power Rangers can, like, hitch a pulley or something.
Every building that we brought is still on the moon.
Yeah, we parked it a block away from where we need it. After the crash, there's, like, a lot of shots of, like, Power Rangers, like, literally putting out fires and helping people out from under rubble. In command, it's, like, Mike and Kai, and then it cuts out to the regular Ranger, the rest of the Rangers, like, helping people up.
They are unmorphed while they're helping people.
They are, yeah.
They're just, like, being good citizens.
Yeah. And then we get a shot of Damon looking up at something, and then we cut to what he's looking at, and there is a crack in the dome, which is bad if we haven't shown time and time again that there is breathable air in space. So yep. Power Rangers wants his cake and to eat it too.
Yeah, it's like it's cracking, but there's also already holes in it because pieces of it are like falling off.
Yeah, I thought Trakina was going to burst through and be like, I'm still here, but it's just like a broken screen, basically. The windshield is cracked on Terra Venture. Then we cut to a shot.
They drop their phone on the floor. Yeah. It's got a big crack in it.
Then we cut to a shot of the kid from earlier who, like, the dad lifted him up. He's like, Dad, are we ever going to make it to the new world? And the dad looks at him and lies and says, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Of course.
Totally fine. The dad's
dying. They're dying in rubble, but he's like, oh, yeah, we got this.
The dad's trapped under rubble right now. Like, yeah. It looks like his legs are under a big old half of a building. Look, it's a Power Rangers show. I'm sure they'll make it. Like, yeah, I'm sure it'll turn out well.
You can't tell the kid no.
Right.
You got to let that kid have the hope that he's going to make
it. Yeah, that would be pretty bad. So then we cut back to command, where Illuminati's 1 and 2 go up to Commander. And Illuminati 1's like, how much time do we have? Commander's like, not long. Really not long. And Illuminati 2's like, so we're just going to abandon Terra Venture? And Commander's like, all right. Motherfucker.
You are too tied to this wrecked spaceship.
He's like, this place is dying, and we're not going to die with it. And he says the word die,
yeah,
which is bonkers. Again, they haven't used that word a ton on this show.
They even killed people this season.
Yeah.
Like, multiple people. Mike for a little bit was dead.
Yeah. Kendricks, Zika.
Zika, but, like, they never said died.
They all were destroyed.
They were destroyed, or Kendricks just, like, isn't there
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, Kendricks sacrificed herself.
Kendricks is gone.
Yes. But they're like, this place is dying, and we're going to die along with it if we don't leave. And then Luminati One's like, all right, evacuate everybody. Then we got to do shots of, like, everyone getting on trucks, presumably to drive.
To drive to the New World.
To the New World. I think they're driving to, like, helicopters.
I'm sure there's,
you know,
like, escape pods.
Those little remora ships or whatever.
Boats or something.
Yeah, something. And then we cut to, this is so nuts, the next thing that happens. We cut to the Blade ship, and a bunch of buggies are walking in a line, and Drakina's, like, overseeing them. And Villamax goes up and is like, hey, is it just me? Or did you put bombs on every single buggy? And she's like, oh, yeah. They're all going to go down there and blow themselves up and destroy Terra Venture. And he's like, is that a thing you want to do?
He says something along the lines of, we can win a war without destroying all of our soldiers.
Literally all of our troops. She's like, nope, suicide bombers is how we're finishing this season out.
Okay.
All right, thanks, evil Trakina.
Did we jump over the part where she eats the bug?
No.
Okay.
No, yes, we did, I think.
Okay.
I don't know if I wrote, I didn't write it down.
Because there's some point where she eats a bug.
It's like a fat fly.
Yeah, she just grabs and eats it. Kegler's super excited that she ate it. Kegler says something. I don't know what was said. I can't remember. But he says something to her, and she answers back. And I swear she answered just straight up in Deviant's voice.
Oh, maybe.
And it was something like super shady that she said back. I wish I could remember.
I don't remember. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I couldn't tell you right now, but I think you might be right, because she grabs it and eats it, which might be cannibalism, because she's kind of a fly.
She's got a fly on her head.
Is she supposed to be a spider but with fly eyes? I don't know. She's a space bug. Who knows? But she, like, Kegler's like, I think he's like, ugh. And then she, like, burps on him.
Yeah.
And then, like, says something as she's leaving, and I think that might have just...
It sounded like it was just... I mean, they have the robot filter over Trakina, so
yeah.
It might have just been that, and I wasn't paying as close of attention
just,
as
yeah,
it should have been.
You just heard the tin.
But I heard Deviant's voice.
Yeah. So something's going on with this girl now.
And now she wants to blow up all of her troops.
Literally every single buggy. So we cut from here to a shot of, like, a hive, and all of the buggies are each in their own little combs, sort of.
Yeah.
And she's like, today is the day that Trakina takes her rightful place as ruler of the universe. History's gonna unfold right now. Let's go wreck these fools. And then, like, they just all start flying away, and there's a bunch of buggies here, and apparently they're all strapped.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be a wild time, huh?
Yep.
I guess it's gonna solve your buggy problem. But at what cost? So then we got to Command, the ruins of Command, which they destroyed the set, like, absolutely, like, wrecked it, which I love that. That's my favorite, like, end of season trope.
Yeah, we're at the end of the season, so burn this set down.
Yeah, wreck it. And make it part of the story. I love that. So then Kai sees on the radar, he's like, we got incoming. And then we just cut to a shot of Trakina standing on top of a ship. I don't think it was a Blade ship. It might have been, but
I think it was.
So she's standing on top of the Blade ship, like Tommy riding Dragonzord. Just like, yep, here we go. And that's where the episode ends.
I was hoping that if it didn't end right here, while they're trapped on the moon, she was just going to blow the planet up.
And
that's where it was going to end.
Like, right before she started shooting the ship earlier in the episode.
Yeah.
Because they were like, yeah, we're going to go down to the new planet. Yeah.
And then it, like, shows the Blade ship fly over the dome. And if she just went down and blew the planet up and then left.
Just left and was like, good luck, suckers. I thought that was what was going to happen. It's not. Anyway, Josh,
yeah.
You started,
mm-hmm.
So I got to pick the first best. It's got to be Deviant Ruckusing. I keep flipping their names.
Flipping them.
Villamax Ruckusing Deviant.
Yeah, this episode started very strong with that.
Yeah.
I don't think any single part of the rest of the episode is better than that.
No.
That also is going to get
my
best.
It was so good. Because Trakina's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you were a slave, too. Oh, yeah.
You're held captive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Liar. Kill him. the worst is, I think the worst is Trakeena's plan to blow up all the buggies in order to kill the Power Rangers.
That's the worst in an uncomfy way.
Yeah, there's a lot of nasty stuff associated with that. So
a lighter-hearted worst is Leo being like, who cares if you go to your job?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the blow-em-up buggies.
Yeah.
Because they're monsters, right? So, like, they're not, like...
I mean, they are expendable
and,
units.
And they don't have, like, thought. They're not, like autonomous, really. Like, they are, but they're not.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not... Like, it's not as just, like, straight up uncomfy as, look at all these slaves. But, like, it's still got a pretty bad connotation post-9/11.
Yep.
So, this, to be fair, took place in 1999.
That's true.
A lot of things from before 2001 don't age well. So, there's that. The MVP, I'm going to say, is Villamax.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to give it to somebody who I didn't give my best to, but at the same time, Villamax beat the shit out of Devion, and it was awesome.
He did light him up.
Like, that just first when he spun him around, because like, it's like, oh no, Deviot's going to get to it, and the rest of his three-part is going to be like, Deviot bug form just going crazy because he's super powerful. And it's like, nope, sucker punch right in the gut. Knock the wind out of this robot.
I would have liked to see what would have happened to Deviot if he went in there alone. I completely forgot about the cocoon.
I also did.
So it makes sense that they've kept Deviot around to pay the cocoon off.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about it.
Because that's how he started, basically, was being like, I gotta get in that cocoon.
If only, like, a couple times in the Lost Galaxy they had cut to him alone just being like, I've befriended Mutiny, but I need to use him to get back so I can get in that cocoon. Just anything to remind us about it.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, like, I like the reveal of, like, oh, did you forget about this? Oh, because it's still going to be a problem. And we did already see him turn into, because they could have cut it in such a way that grilled cheese Deviot was what came out of the cocoon.
That's true.
But they decided to go a different way, which I'm happy about because I like Trakeena better. Her being, like, half Deviot and way eviler is a weird turn that I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited to see where that goes. We're not going to rank this episode because we rank them as a whole.
Right.
So I think it's a pretty strong start.
It is a good start. Well, part two will be the determining factor, I think.
That's usually where things fall up. Usually,
does it keep going up? Does it stagnate? Or does it go down?
Typically speaking, part two of a three-parter doesn't matter. So hopefully the next one does. Speaking of which, again, this is a three-part week. So on Wednesday, there will be part two. And then on Friday, will be part three. And after that, we're going to be going on hiatus for about a month. So,
yep,
we got some cool stuff planned. We got some good ideas. Get ready for all that coming up. We will see you on Wednesday for Journey's End Part 2. But until then,
may the power protect you.
For you right there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
When you listen to that, if you listen to that, if you don't just cut to when we come back,
I
you're going to yawn during it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.